You're listening to the number one Arbitron-rated number one Phil Hendry show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. That's right, I said number one in the Arbitron ratings. How am I spelling that? I forget. 1-800-449, you figure it out. 1-800-449-8686. And we would now on the program like to bring on nationally syndicated columnist Margaret Gray with some information for all of us. Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon and good evening, Phil, to all of your listeners. Some important news for those of us who live in Southern California, but I think that this really stands for all of us across the country. Strained by a fifth straight day of sweltering heat, power usage in California has almost reached its full capacity, and Phil, that has prompted state regulators to declare a stage two emergency. Now, this is the eighth time this year that officials from the California Independent System have declared a stage two emergency. In a stage two emergency, electrical reserves dip below 5% and there is some power lowering and power usage is cut. Now,
okay, just to interrupt, a stage two emergency in California.
That is correct.
Because we just don't have the power.
No, we do not, Phil. And this energy crisis is hurting a lot of people. I'm going to talk to you about the people that I know, the people that I am in contact with, and the people with whom I do most of my business. As you know, Phil, and as most of your listeners know, those people are the people in the film business. The energy crisis is hurting the film business. First of all, one of the things, Phil, I tried to get home from the Valley last night. I had dinner with Chip Seberg from Lionsgate, and he does send his regards.
Thank you. I like Chip.
And all of the lights were out.
All of the traffic lights.
All of the traffic lights were out in the Valley. For those of you who were driving in the Valley last night, you saw all the traffic lights out. And we were going across the street to Sicily to have some dinner, and they were just out right at Sepulveda and Ventura. It was really, really frightening. That is the energy crisis we're seeing. So this is a record-breaking energy crisis, and the movie sets, Phil, are really suffering.
Okay, so in other words, with the movie sets suffering, did you and Chip come up with some ideas?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to say is that we do have a great many people who are working in film today who need the kind of care that good lighting and good energy on the set will provide, and that is the actor.
Okay, so you're talking about actors are not getting enough lighting?
Actors are not getting enough lighting for the films they're making, yes.
Okay, because I know that this energy crisis causes some of the film companies and some of the sets that are in use to lower the wattage.
That is right. And you know, the actor is America. I'm not saying all of them, but Courtney, Gwyneth, Gillian, Leonardo, Cher, these people need to be seen in the best possible light. Chip Seberg and I, Phil, came up with an idea. What if you people turned off your air conditioners and used a fan with an open window? That way, there's enough energy and electricity to run the cameras that capture the magic of our actors.
And first of all, are you reading this?
I'm reading from notes, yes.
Because it sounds like it. I want you to just speak from your heart, Margaret.
All right. I am a writer, Phil, and I do write things.
All right, just speak from your heart. What is it that you're saying? That
Phil, I need for you people and your listeners to begin to cut back on your energy use at home. The idea that we have is to stop using electricity for air conditioners.
If we stop using electricity for air conditioners, to what end?
What I was telling you, that movie actors...
The movie sets can have more electricity.
Yes, because we are losing a vital resource, Phil.
And well, the vital resource is what?
The vital resource is our actor. And if we do not have the lighting, and we do not have the subtlety of lighting that we need for the films that the actor is in, then he or she is not seen in the best possible light. Now, I'm going to give you some information here. First of all, if the actor is not comfortable enough to come out of their trailer to do the next shot, speaking of which, we need to keep the power going to those trailers, then we don't have those films. If we don't have those films, obviously the country suffers.
All right, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking with Margaret Gray about an energy shortage in terms of the power has made electricity something hard to come by because so many people, there's so many demands on it. And
yes, and that is why I'm asking people to cut back on their air conditioning.
Because we need to get more juice going to the movie sets?
Phil, we need to get more electricity to the movie sets because 35 actors did not have air conditioning in their trailers yesterday. Not air conditioning that met their satisfaction. This cannot stand.
And all right, you had 35 actors in and around Los Angeles doing shoots yesterday.
Yes. Four of them would not come out of their trailers to go onto the set because the lighting was insufficient.
Why would a professional not come out of his or her trailer and go onto the set when a shoot is requiring them?
Because the lighting is wrong.
Okay.
And if the lighting is wrong, our actors are not in the best possible light. And if they're not in the best possible light, how can they entertain us?
That's so what you and Chip were talking about at dinner last night was for people to turn their air conditioners off and use fans in an open window so there's enough electricity going to the movie sets.
Yes.
So that there's enough lighting for the actors and they have enough air conditioning in their trailers.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was having...
Did I start it off too confusing?
I was having a hard time understanding what it is that you're saying.
Well, Phil, again, I am very myopic. I work in the film business.
All right, well, you're a nationally syndicated columnist. You write a lot of things that have to do with Hollywood. I understand that. But I didn't know that this was specific. So,
But Phil, you heard what I said. Last week we lost air conditioning to 35 trailers, air conditioning that met the satisfaction of the actor. Okay?
The actor? And there were 35?
Yes, 35 actors didn't have the kind of air conditioning that they needed. And
all right, if an actor doesn't have proper air conditioning in his trailer and he doesn't come out to the set to do the next shot, then...
Then you don't have the films that have become such a major part of making so many people in our country feel so good about America today. And if you look at The Patriot, if you look at Independence Day, if you look at Gladiator, if you look at the big box office, the big budget films, that's what they do so well. Don't let the actor down. You people can do so much to save a vital American resource, the actor. And again, I'm going to check the wire.
Are there any actors who are complaining about air conditioning to their trailer today?
I don't know. I'm checking the wire now.
I know Craig Taylor may have some statistics. What we're going to do is we'll check our wire and...
I'm near the All News channel. I'll see what they've got. But yesterday we had 35 actors who wouldn't come out of their trailer. 35 actors who wouldn't either come out of the trailer or had insufficient air conditioning to their trailer.
All right, but they had some complaint about the electricity to the set.
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Southern California is in a fifth straight day of sweltering heat, and that means we have a stage two emergency. There isn't enough electricity. Margaret Gray is with us, a nationally syndicated columnist, asking that...
Phil, really what I'm asking is that all of you people just turn your air conditioners off.
All right, if we turn all of our air conditioners off and use a fan...
The fan does not require as many, and I don't know really if I'm using the right terminology, as many amps or as many watts. I don't know which.
It's watts, right, Craig? Well, we don't know.
But it doesn't require as much. Use a fan, not an air conditioner. Keep an actor comfortable, and they'll come out of their trailer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number as we try to ascertain what we can do to keep this energy crunch going in Southern California because of the heat off of our backs. And, oh, yeah, get enough air conditioning to the trailers of the actor. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. Stage 2 energy alert in Southern California and across the country. It's been a hot summer, and we're running out of juice out here. It could possibly affect the film and television business, having to shut down lighting, which creates an atmosphere that's not conducive for the actor. I understand that.
Yes, Phil, absolutely, because if you don't have the right lighting, the actor, whether it is Gwyneth, whether it is Courtney, or that lovely Lisa Kudrow, she's cute as a button, you don't see all the subtleties.
Now, what about emergencies? There are families who have, you know, you're talking about people who need respirators and...
Yes, Phil, all the families out there who have family members that need respirators or iron lungs, hospitalize them temporarily so that you can use the emergency generator at a hospital and not use it at your home. Because right now, what we need more than anything is to get the air conditioning back on in Elliot Gould's trailer. And I really...
Elliot Gould's trailer.
Well, I'm using that as an example. But
it's impacting the business.
Yes.
All right.
Phil, I know there are a lot of your listeners who don't live in Southern California.
Well, we've got a few here from around the country checking in at 1-800-449-8686. We'll find out how things are. Fort Wayne, Indiana, hi.
Hi.
You're on the Phil Henry Show. Is it hot there, sir?
No, actually, it's been a rather cool summer, but...
In Indiana? Okay.
In Indiana. It hasn't been above 90 yet.
Are you on a river there?
No, I'm not.
It is so charming in the Midwest. I love the beauty of all of that.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
The thing that I think, though, is that these actors need to just suck it up and go on.
Suck
the
it up.
Must go on. Isn't that what it
so
says?
So you want to walk onto the set. You want to walk onto the set of a $100 million film. Walk over to Mel Gibson and say, "Suck it up."
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he's making $40 million a picture. I think he can afford to do that.
We don't do
that. I mean,
that.
When I go to work and they don't have air conditioning at work, I still go there and I am still productive.
Well, here's my question for you, darling. Here's my question for you. What is the major industry there in? You're in Indianapolis?
Fort Wayne.
In Fort Wayne. What is the major industry there?
It's probably industry.
Okay, listen, what if the heat was shutting the industry down? Wouldn't you turn your air conditioner off and let them get the same thing with the film business? The actor is in many ways like the tractor in Indiana. You have a tractor, we have an actor. Let's get together and call the whole thing off.
Well,
That's a song.
I think that there's a...
The actor needs to be... We had 40, now I'm getting the word now, 40 actors have insufficient air conditioning in their trailers today.
Where are you getting that information?
I'm in touch with Chip Seberg over at Fox.
Oh, Chip's going from trailer to trailer?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I can see that you do have some points, but I think you're going about the pollution totally wrong. I mean,
well, what do we do? What if Gwyneth Paltrow says,
It's a billion-dollar industry. The movie industry is $1 billion. I think that they would have enough money to go out and buy generators or whatever they need.
No, you can't use a generator on the set. It's too noisy, and it affects the sound. No, we have to go with our lighting. And what am I going to go to Gwyneth Paltrow and say, darling, do you mind if the lighting's a little low? No, I can't do that. I can't run that career risk.
Okay, then come up with a soundproof box to put the generator in.
Oh, darling, that's...
You don't have to...
By the time they come up with that, the energy's... By the time they come up with that, you've turned your air conditioner off. You've got a fan in the window. You don't need that.
Well, you're talking about people taking their relatives to the hospital. Just, you know, they can't afford that.
All I'm saying is if you have a relative in an iron lung, take them, hospitalize them.
So that Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't get too hot on the set?
No, Phil, I didn't say that.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying for people to take their relatives to the hospital and have them stuck in an iron lung there so that, Robert Downey Jr., who, by the way, got released from jail today.
Oh, thank good for you, Bobby. God bless him. And
yeah, that's great. He's out of jail, and he'll be in his trailer so that it's nice and cool in there.
What is wrong with hospitalizing someone who has who's paralyzed from the neck down?
They can't. Those people can't afford it. They're probably up to their neck in hospital.
So you're going to be the. So I just want to say something. You're going to be the one to go to Robert Downey Jr. and say, "Hi, Bob. Welcome back to the street. your trailer's air conditioning isn't working. You're going to do that?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Oh, my God.
If I was paying him $40 million a picture, I'd tell him to he could live on a desert island. Hell,
God
these
forbid.
People are living
God
on a
forbid.
Desert island in Survivor just for $1 million. These guys are getting $40 million a picture.
No, wait a second. I want to be very clear. You see sweat running down Gwyneth Paltrow's face, and you do what? You turn the other way?
Well, you do it another day. You make some changes.
I don't know about Robert Downey. Just hi, Bob. Welcome back to the street. By the way, the air conditioning's off in your trailer. Is that the worst thing?
Phil, this is an industry town.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. Here is a Tavernier on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This has to be a joke. I mean, this woman cannot
no,
be
you know
for
something?
Real.
We lose $3 billion
yeah,
worth of business.
It doesn't really matter.
In
there's
the film business every year. Every year. We lose $3 billion in film business every year to places like Florida, to places like Oklahoma. You know why? Because the actor is not cared for.
And you know what? People's health, you're talking about people's health. You're talking about senior citizens who can't afford to go to hospitals. You're talking about senior citizens who barely can afford the electricity. I mean, really, I think you're being ridiculous.
No. You can cool these people down in a number of ways. You can get them outside with a hose.
What about cancer patients? What about people that are so sick in their homes that they have cancer that they can't go out?
They're not going to sit in front of a window. Do you know how happy Lisa Kudrow makes cancer patients every time they turn on Friends?
This has to be a very bad joke.
No,
well,
you know what? That's
for
no.
The American people that somebody like you would call up and make it sound serious.
I happen to be a guest on this show. Gwyneth Paltrow, number one, makes people happy. And
you're talking about 35 people. It's a disgrace.
How do you keep old people down? How do you keep old people cooled off? The lady's got a good question.
We have cooling. Phil, there are garden hoses. There are public fountains. Well, what are you trying to tell me now? We shut down a $3 billion a year business because you have an old lady who's going to die soon anyway.
You know what?
This
has to be a joke.
You've been saying that a lot.
This woman cannot be for real.
I'll tell you this much.
Stop her from talking right now.
Well, I want to know this. I want to know why it is we should be concerned with 35 actors whose air conditioning didn't work.
Because this lady in Tavernier spends enough money going to the movies every year. Ask her why.
I don't have to go to the movies to
see
that.
You go to the movies to see Mel Gibson in Patriot. You love it.
I didn't see it. I don't really care.
You love it.
I live in Tavernier. I live in a beautiful place.
Do you go to the film?
Not really.
Do you love film and all of the aspects of film?
You know what?
Oh, shut up, film.
I love humanity.
I love film. Do you
see film?
I love humanity.
I go to moving pictures myself.
Oh, God.
What's the gut?
What do you mean moving pictures? Oh, well, aren't you something? Get a load of Fatty Arbuckle.
I don't go to film. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're
1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
We are talking about a very small sacrifice, Phil.
Yes, San Diego. Hello.
Yes, San Diego here.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
I'm more concerned about little children in daycare centers. I'm more concerned about the elderly. I'm more concerned about people that are stuck in their homes and can barely pay their bills.
It's a toss-up.
There will not be an opportunity for those individuals to go to a movie if they sit in their homes.
I agree with you. It's a tough call.
Right.
Yes,
I do go to the movies. I would like to see Bob and I'd like to see Gwyneth. I would like to see them go out and talk to the people and the powers that be, because they have the ability to speak to those people.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston just were married this past weekend. They go from their wedding to movie sets. God forbid that the air conditioning isn't working in Brad's cul-de-sac. We've got problems, and that's what I'm trying to.
If the air conditioning,
I have already turned off my air.
Brad doesn't have a trailer.
I am a healthy 45-year-old.
Right. Hold on, hold the line, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist on our line, from our newsmaker line from Santa Monica this afternoon, as we talk about the heat wave that has struck Southern California and many parts of the country, causing a stage two emergency here, meaning we've got to shut down electricity and only vital resources. The film business is a big one, Margaret, but you're asking people to shut their air conditioners off so we don't have to lose power to the lighting on film and television sets. And again, we ask the question, what about the sick? What about the elderly?
Phil, there are bathtubs I recommend, and Chip Seberg called in with this while we were on break. You can take the young people and take the elderly and put them in bathtubs filled with ice. If you don't have ice, just turn on the cold water tap.
And so we're sitting old people and kids and sick people in bathtubs full of cold water?
Yes. You know, you sound incredulous. I don't understand.
I just don't know how it is that Gwyneth can't get out of her trailer and, like that one guy said, suck it up.
You walk up to Russell Crowe and say, suck it up. You don't walk up to Meg Ryan these days and say, suck it up. She might take you up on it. But I would...
I don't care about your jokes, okay?
Well, I just want...
I don't care. All I'm asking you is, yeah, okay, I'll walk up to Russell Crowe and I'll tell him to suck it up.
You're going
to
tell Russell Crowe that?
Yeah.
Did you see Gladiator?
Yeah, I saw Gladiator.
You're going to walk up to him and tell him to suck it up. You better run, fella. You better run. A bathtub and a cold beer will help a lot of those people. And it's very good for heat stroke.
Here's Greenwich, Connecticut on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
You know, I called because I couldn't believe I had just tuned in. And I couldn't believe this was for real. So I just called to say, is this show for real?
Darling, I have mentioned $3 billion.
May I talk?
$3 billion in film business is leaving this state.
Well, may I speak,
please? And we have a lot of
I'm
actors.
I'm calling from Greenwich, and it's a long way, and I want to say my
Well, I'm telling you, we've got a lot of people out there who are in big trouble.
Big trouble. I understand. I couldn't believe that this man, Phil, is it, that runs the show?
Yes, ma'am.
Would allow... Is that you, Phil?
This is...
You can talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I thought it was a joke, and somebody was going to say something about poor Gwyneth. The perspiration is running down her face.
Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow, the perspiration is running down her face.
Yes, and the kids... with asthma, and the older people, and all, they should all be dumped in this great big town.
Absolutely. What I'm telling
you is that we need
for the actors today to be taken care of.
No,
and the film business, you need to learn some manners. You need to learn manners.
You really need to learn some manners, darling.
I'm trying to tell
you,
the film business in this country.
Well, if the two of you guys are going to talk over each other.
She doesn't understand how it works.
I know how it works.
No, Robert Downey Jr. just got out of jail today. He needs an air-conditioned trailer, and a lot of them do. All right, so that's what we're talking about.
Hello? All right, she's gone. Norfolk on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I actually kind of agreed with that caller from Greenwich. I thought this was actually a joke also. I mean, why don't they all just shut down for a week or two and tell them to all take a long vacation and get their motor homes?
Well, you know, if you think it's so funny, then why don't just turn your air conditioner off then?
Well, why can't they turn their air conditioner off?
Because they're working in the film business, and they need to get these productions done.
Well, I work in an
office. Most companies go on hiatus.
Well, that they can go on. They've got all sorts of film shelved. They can bring out some of the good ones.
No, they're in production right now. You can't tell these people. What do you do for a living?
They do it all the time.
You can't do it.
I run an auto body shop, and guess what?
An auto body shop, and you're telling Mel Gibson what he's supposed to do with his life.
Oh, I doubt Mel Gibson would be on the radio telling people they need to shut their air conditioners off in the hospitals and put their people in hospitals with their iron lung machines so he can go to work every day.
I'm talking about...
That's incredulous that you'd even say
utilizing... Look at... Russell Crowe... Phil Hendry said he's going to tell Russell Crowe to suck it up.
Would
you?
Absolutely. That's to shut you up because Russell Crowe... Now you're interrupting me again.
Russell Crowe was in The Gladiator. He was in Gladiator.
I don't care what he was in. Russell Crowe wouldn't be on the radio telling people, "Oh, I need air conditioning in my trailer, so go put your mother in a hospital so I can get air conditioning in my trailer and the light looks good on me."
Yes, he would. I've seen Russell Crowe's films.
Lady, you're a nutbag.
I feel I know what he would say. Yes, he would ask
I'm sure you're best friends with all these people.
I didn't say best friends, but I'm fairly certain that Russell Crowe...
On a first-name basis, I'm sure, yes.
Well, wait a second. You saw him in Gladiator. You're going to tell him to suck it up? He's a very formidable man.
No, darling, I didn't see him in Gladiator.
All right, well, I will tell you this. Russell Crowe, I'm sure, would have no problem with telling you to put your elderly grandmother in a tub full of water so that he can go to his trailer and nap.
No, Russell Crowe would probably tell you to shut your mouth and stop speaking for him.
Well, I think that it's a fair assessment of what Russell Crowe would ask.
Russell Crowe isn't even here to speak for himself, okay? Neither is Gwyneth.
Well, listen to all of you defending them. I'm defending them, not you.
Oh, yes, you're defending them by telling them they have to have air conditioning because they're so apparently not capable of lasting, and these people are also frail. I don't know how they lasted to do as well as they've done.
The actor is an individual who needs lighting. But you don't understand lighting. You work in a body shop.
You're exactly right.
Let me explain.
No, dear heart, you can't straighten fenders in bad lighting either. And I bet you Brad Pitt would rather have his car on the road than air conditioning in his trailer. How about that?
No, I think if he's going to be shooting, let's say a 60-day schedule.
And how's he going to get there?
He's going to get there in his limousine. Hello.
If his limousine's in an accident, hello, who's going to fix it for him?
Someone's going to pick him up in another car, a studio car.
Well, but all those cars have to be repaired, correct? I'm saying he's going to have to do something else.
They don't
to do
send them.
Job,
well, I'll
right?
tell you this: they don't send him to Norfolk to get them fixed.
Right, but what
so
I'm
you're
saying
out
here,
of the loop on that.
He's going to have to do something else in order to continue
Phil,
to do his
I,
job,
Phil,
right?
Is,
so he
is
can
the
continue
host
to
there?
Do his job. He can
is
find another way
there?
Of doing it.
I'm
like
here,
that.
Yes.
Phil, these people are not in touch with the industry. They know nothing. They're so.
Yes, we're stupid.
They're so
Phil.
Small. They're very small.
We're all moron.
And no, I didn't say moron, but you are small. You're not a
Absolutely.
Moron, but you're
no,
little.
That's because
little
you're
man.
Embarrassing. You're embarrassing
I'm
yourself,
embarrassing.
And it's
I'm not
annoying.
Embarrassing anything. I find it very annoying that you don't get that Robert
the
Downey
fact that
Jr.
Washington
needs to cool off.
Yes, Robert
Downey Jr. just got done
cool
cooling off. All right, sir, thank you for your call. I don't know what this is proving here, other than the fact that there's a whole lot of people that don't want to turn their air conditioning off to help, you know, whoever it is, Gwyneth Paltrow, not sweat.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you something right now. We're losing film business in California, the tune of $3 billion a year. It goes to Oklahoma, it goes to Florida, it goes to Minnesota, it goes to Canada, it goes to a lot of places. There are a lot of very, very important people who are listening to your show right now, nodding their heads and saying, "You go, girlfriend," because they know I speak the truth. So while you and your little listeners out there in Fort Wayne and Norfolk and all of those marvelous places want to just turn your air on full blast and pop another one off of the top of a Pabst Blue Ribbon bottle, Robert Downey Jr., who
just got out of prison and needs to cool off in a trailer.
That's right.
Needs a nap. Okay.
Well, then forget about him. Let's talk about some of the other greats. Let's talk about Catherine Zeta-Jones. Let's talk about the marvelous, marvelous Jennifer Aniston and all of those. They
all need air conditioning in their trailers. I need air conditioning in my trailer. Mine's out. And
you have a trailer?
Yeah, I do. It's down here in the parking lot at Premier. I go there and I sort of put a cold compress on my forehead before I go on the air. And, you know, and there's a guy down there by the name of Bruno who gives me a shoulder rub.
Really?
Yeah. But guess what? The air's out, so I can't use it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You could go door to door in the neighborhood there and...
Right, and tell everybody to turn their air conditioning off. Fantastic. Chesapeake on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I won't be saying anything different from everyone else that's called in. It's kind of funny that no one's called in to agree with you, Margaret.
Well, you know why? Because no one understands the film business.
No,
and so many of you little people out there.
You said there are people.
And where is Chesapeake?
No, let me talk.
Don't you yell at me, you slut.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Bless your heart.
Go to the back seat of another car, you yell at me. Oh, God, I'd love to slap you.
Don't call her names.
Oh, my God.
Well, did you hear her yell at me?
Bless your heart, little lady.
Bless your heart, you little leg-spread slut.
You okay, that's it. All right, I got to bug out of this scene, man. It's no good. Anyway, turn your air conditioners off, everybody. You too, Gwyneth, and we'll be all right. 1-800-449-8686. It's hot. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to make a comment, but I would like to make it without being interrupted, please.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm just an old lady trying to make a point in life.
And you know what, honey? So am I.
And
I'm
I ain't
71.
Trying to hurt nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody.
You're interrupting me again. I'd like to have my
chance.
All I
say, I go down to Homestead, Florida. I'll kick that cracker's ass.
Excuse
around
me,
the block
I?
For drill. Yes, dear.
I'm 71 years old.
Well,
so
I'm 75.
I've lived almost as long as you have.
That's right.
And I've worked 45 years.
I worked as a school
wine,
teacher.
And I'm a Republican.
You drink a light white wine.
What that has to do with it, I don't know.
Well, I'm saying, do you throw back Boilermakers?
I drink white wine. I don't drink whiskey.
You ever dropped a shot glass in a beer glass?
No, I don't drink that.
Okay, well, that's what most Republicans do.
You know what? If you are an example of a Democrat, we are in big trouble if they elect Gore.
Well, I hope they elect Gore because I don't want some buttercream sucking, having his butt wiped by a black butler, a white man like Bush, in the White House of the America.
Really? And
that's
I don't
right.
want a womanizing man like Clinton or any of his cronies back in again.
Well, guess what? Clinton can't run again. That's the Constitution. So you need to look it up.
I know that. I don't want
okay.
any of his cronies in there either. And you're talking about social habits. What about the fact that the Democrats have spent almost all our money that's been there, and they base their money that they think they have too much of based on the Social Security money that's in the coffers? Our military is down to absolutely nothing. God help us.
You know, that's
if
why nobody votes for a Republican, because nobody knows what the hell you people are talking about. I just listened to you, and I don't know what you just said.
Really?
All
well,
the money's
maybe
down
on
the Democrat
and
went
Republicans
up, and they're spending.
Most Republicans are educated.
Most Republicans are not educated. I have an uncle who was a Republican his whole life. He never got out of third grade. But by God, that man loved Eisenhower. He white man. I said, he a bald white man. And that's all he said. I love Eisenhower. I just love him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I said,
do you want to tell me now what the Democrats actually have done while they have been in office?
What they did?
Yeah.
Well, you take a look. We got the greatest economy.
And wait a minute.
All because of the Democrats.
No.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Democrats
the
greatest
based...
economy, and the Republicans is trying to get in on our back.
The Republicans
monkey on my back,
made the economy,
like
honey.
No,
you
like,
are living
no,
off
I'm sorry,
the Reagan
the
economy.
The Republicans... didn't do squat.
No.
Thank you, Bill Clinton.
You're wrong.
All right, Bill Clinton, yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
You talk, and
yeah.
people should be listening.
See, you must be all sad because the Republicans didn't do nothing. And I'll tell you something else. Because you Republican, you backed up.
All right.
Honey, I'm not backed up, and I have a great sex life, and I'm not heavy, and I don't eat fat like you think I do.
You don't eat pork fat?
And you are living off Reagan economics.
Let me ask you a question.
Clinton.
Do you suck your fingers after you eat popcorn?
Sometimes.
There you go.
And
God
I bet you
damn.
Do, too.
Ooh, that's funky.
Anyway, flashback, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. So what did I see here? Oh, yeah, Downey, getting out of jail. And this is a very indelicate question to ask. I guess you're protected when you're a Robert Downey and you're in jail, right? I guess you get friends in there. Do you get some big guy to say, man, I love all your movies. You stick with me, everything's going to be okay. Did he have to cuddle up with anybody? In other words, did anybody buy him for a pack of cigarettes? You, me, just the three guys in this room right now, Taylor, Schaefer, Henry, any one of us, we go into the joint and it's Katie bar the door, man. We get into general population. I don't, you know, I'm going to have to start paying somebody something real fast. Now, where was he in jail?
Northern
Was he in Northern California? So was he anybody's, quote, bitch, if you'll pardon the expression, end quote? Was somebody buying him for a pack of cigarettes or a roll in a hay? Or was he, you know, having somebody follow him around? Just exactly how was it for that year inside for Robert Downey Jr.? Now, I'm not somebody who wants it to be a bad thing for him. You know, in other words, that he's been beaten down and he'll never make it back and he's just a rotten junkie and I hope this is the beginning of a long spiral downward for him. I really hope the guy makes a comeback because he's a damn good actor. I just wonder how jail time is for a guy like that as opposed to anybody else. Now, I haven't been in jail for very long stretches, but I've been in jail. Fortunately for me, I wasn't in a cell with anybody else. And I'm just curious how it is for a guy like that when he, the famous ones. Didn't I hear some story? Correct me if I'm wrong. Mike Schaefer, my producer, big Motley Crue fan. Huge. But I'm kidding. But Vince Neil, remember when he went to jail down in Garden Grove? That was back in the 80s. And did I hear this right or did I not hear it right? That they wanted him put in some special jail because if his cute little butt was in general population in some hardcore county jail, they'd be calling him Mary by sunrise? Wasn't that it? He was kept apart from general population, which is generally, you're looked upon as just about, I mean, a punk with a capital P, if that happens, right? But how long was he in there for? Not very long? 6-8 months. Look, I don't know anybody that could actually gracefully do any jail time of the people that I know. In other words, if I was hanging with a different crowd, and it probably would be a badge of courage, some kind of a real social starter. You know, hey, Bob just got out of 5 years in Quentin. Well, how do you do? Love to get to know a little bit more of you and your family and, you know, what, you know, guns your engine. Like where I, you know, the people that I know, it's, this guy's starting his own business. Intel's looking at it. They might buy it. I'm starting my own recording studio. You know, I've got a session work I'm doing. And this guy just did 5 years in Quentin. Well, I want to get to know you. It ain't, you know, where I'm hanging, ain't Paco just did a dime in the queue. Where that's really important and can help you in business. With my people, it's being able to gracefully do 5 years in San Quentin is not, or 6 or 8 months in Garden Grove or Orange County or wherever it is no big thing. So in other words, when he got out of there, he can't exactly run around and say, you know, I'm hardcore jail smart. Not when they had to put him off in his own padded cell or wherever the hell they put him. So it doesn't matter, right? In other words, hanging with those metalheads, it's not important for those guys. Country music, yes. You have to do. Johnny Paycheck stuck a gun in a guy's belly and, like, pumped off 5 shots. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's got a Capitol recording contract. That's Merle Haggard used to communicate with Carol Chessman up and down the water pipes in Alcatraz or something. You know, Johnny Cash, I think, did a night for stealing Benzedrine. No, I don't know what he did. Yeah, seriously, Merle Haggard used to communicate with Carol Chessman, who was a convicted famous murderer, by banging on the pipes with a tin cup. Vince Neil didn't do that in Garden Grove Jail. And I just wonder whether Robert Downey Jr. did. But I guess it doesn't make any difference. He's out. He's back. Don't think Tommy Lee did either? Oh, God. I don't even want to think about the first time he hit the shower. Man, I don't want to know. So anyway, he's back, and he'll be giving us more of his very fine entertainment. It's Phil Henry's show here, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist, joined us this hour talking about how we need to turn our air conditioners off so Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't sweat on the set. And guess what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going home. I'm going to turn it up full blast. Although, you know, at our house, these kids, man, they crank that thing down to 68 degrees at night. So when I come downstairs, it's like a meat locker down there. One of these days, the kids are going to die, and they're going to blame it on me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.